Up next, Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have we got this week?
This week we have a science news roundup.
All right.
It's like a 3-in-1 this week.
A trifecta.
Yeah, exactly. And so maybe we can run through them quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, I think this is pretty spectacular. These researchers from Scripps and Monterey Bay and a few other oceanographic institutions sent down a deep sea submersible vehicle, and they came back with really bizarre looking seaworms. And when I said this to Karen Osborne, who is the researcher, she was like, oh, they're not that bizarre. But they, I think for a non-seaworm expert.
They don't look like a worm. I looked at it. They didn't look like a worm.
They have, you know, kind of these like, fluffy
bodies, yeah.
bodies. And here's their amazing claim to fame. They have these appendages on kind of on their neck area that Osborne calls bombs that they can deploy as decoys when predators are attacking them.
Wow.
And
so they drop the bombs.
So they drop the bombs.
And these are brightly lit things.
And then it just gets better and better. They drop the bombs and then the bombs start to bioluminesce to glow. It's just an amazing.
Wow. All right. You have to go see it. You can see this working at sciencefriday.com on our video pick of the week up there on the left side. Number two.
Okay. Number two. Rice. Apparently, some varieties of rice can outgrow floodwaters, growing at insanely fast rates. So you can watch rice sort of outgrow.
Grow by the minute, some of it, right?
Yeah, it's like 25 centimeters. You'll have to look at the video.
Because I saw some of the rice, and they was higher than a building. They had a little corner of a building.
Yes.
You can watch, it's like a meter. You could watch it climb up the side of the building.
Right, absolutely. And so researchers this week discovered what genes are responsible.
All right. A really good part of the video. Number three.
And the third one is what happens when bacteria and immune cells go head-to-head. So for the first time ever, researchers from the UK were able to capture this battle between the immune cells in a fruit fly embryo and bacteria that are attacking. It's very dramatic.
So you can watch them attack one another.
You can watch the battle. Yes.
Who needs Sunday football?
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs SmackDown?
You have a cellular SmackDown on the Science Friday website.
There you go. You can see Flora's videos this week at sciencefriday.com. Click on the left side where all our videos are, and what you have something special coming up that you're going to be filming soon?
Yes, actually. We'll do, I guess, a little promo. We are going to the New York Hall of Science, and we're going mini golfing with an astronaut.
All right, that's all you get. If you don't want to watch that in a couple of weeks, then you don't deserve it. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Flora Lichtman, who is talking about our Science Friday video pick of the week. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, Shelley Du Bois, and senior producer Annette Heiss. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Flora is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our SciArts producer, and intern is Eric Ortlip. Neil Rausch is our technical director, and Manya is at the controls here in New York. But help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you want to surf over to our website, you can send us email there. You can see our video pick of the week this week and back editions. Dozens of videos are up there. We're looking for your videos if you want to help contribute. Also, we are Twittering at SciFry, and podcasts are up there. Become a podcast member and our video podcast member and get them loaded onto your podcast player. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.